are made and played.
Keeping it cool on Power FM. From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
PLO, the Lumumba, calls for rethink of Africa as a governance system. An 11-year-old boy killed in crocodile attack in Lake Kariba. In international news, dozens of U.S. troops deployed to Nigeria to help with training and intelligence sharing. In sports, FAS Northern condemns the violence at Ngoli Senga Youngstars match.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Renowned Pan-African scholar Plo Lumumba is calling for African nations to rethink governance systems inherited from colonial rule, emphasizing that the continent must move beyond Western models of democracy and examine its own indigenous systems of governance. He noted that while Africa is diverse, from the Zulu in southern Africa to the Bemba in Zambia, the Akan in Ghana and the Yoruba in Nigeria, many other traditional systems share a common principle, leadership as a trusteeship. He explained that in many African societies, leaders govern on behalf of the people and in their best interests, with resources such as land held in trust for communities rather than treated purely as commodities. He argued that African states inherited colonial systems that were never designed to serve their people and that it is time to interrogate whether those frameworks still work. He questioned whether African universities sufficiently teach indigenous governance models alongside Western political thought and challenged the structure of modern political parties, rallies and opinion polling on the continent. He said there is no one-size-fits-all solution, but maintained that elements of traditional African governance can inform modern systems. He described the debate as necessary and long overdue.
Look at Africa. Sometimes when we think about Africa, we are in the business of looking at it as one monolithic whole. But Africa is diverse, and that is our beauty. Our beauty is our diversity, so that the way the Zulu in South Africa organize their affairs, or the Bemba in Zambia, or the Ovimbundu in Angola, or the Akan in Ghana, or the Yoruba in Nigeria organize their affairs are very different, but yet you can identify a thread. And that single thread is that he or she who has the honor and privilege of presiding over the affairs of a people is a trustee. And trusteeship means that you owe it to the people to do that which is in their best interest in the short, to the medium, and in the long term.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has welcomed the recent suspension of underground operations at Mopani Copper Mine's Mofulira site by the Minerals Regulation Commission. Government, however, Monday lifted the suspension of Mopani Copper Mine's Mofulira underground operations after enhanced safety systems were implemented. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape said the earlier decision showed government's commitment to protecting workers, noting that the halt was necessary to prevent further accidents and safeguard lives. She stressed that mining companies must prioritize safety and environmental standards above production targets, highlighting that the Commission's action was a reminder that regulations must be strictly enforced. The new measures included two-point manual tag board system, upgraded biometric reporting, CCTV reactivation, and real-time monitoring integrated with access control and compliance archiving.
Distinguished environmental defenders, the Center of Environment and Justice welcomes the suspension of Mopani Copper Mine's nuclear operations. This action affirms the government's commitment to worker safety and environmental protection. We believe mining must prioritize responsibility over profit, as well as communities deserve assurance of safety and sustainability. The Center for Environment and Justice, with partners such as the Bread for the World Germany, the European Union, Norwegian Church Aid and Church Aid, the Carter Center Foundation and the United Nations Democracy Fund and the Southern Africa Trust, will continue promoting responsible mining practices. We must mention that together we affirm our dedication to safe workers, safe production and a safe environment for Zambia's future.
The opposition New Nation Party in Kawa District has called on government to reform the current gold and copper trading systems in order to empower local artisanal mining, miners rather, stating that doing so will increase revenue to the national treasury. Speaking on Power to the People, party acting district chairperson Paul Kolala said the existing system where foreign buyers purchase minerals directly from a small-scale miner is lobbing the country the much-needed revenue. He is therefore proposing that government takes a leading role in mineral trading by acting as the main buyer of gold and copper from small-scale miners. Mr. Kolala is also of the view that cooperatives apply for formal mining rights through the Ministry of Mines. In another development, an 11-year-old boy identified as James Manyepa of Namazuma Fishing Camp in Gwembe District has died after being attacked by a crocodile on Lake Kariba. The incident happened on Sunday around 1700 hours near the shores of Namazuma Fishing Camp in Chipepo Village under Chief Chipepo. The boy was fishing with his 64-year-old grandfather, Golden Mijelo, and three other juveniles when he reportedly slipped and fell into the water. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident, saying that the crocodile immediately attacked the child and swam away with him despite efforts by the grandfather to rescue him by throwing objects at the reptile. Mr. Namalongo said the matter was reported to other fishermen who began searching for the boy. He added that the body was later retrieved on Monday around 1000 hours near the same area and was identified by the grandfather. Police say the body had injuries consistent with a crocodile attack. The commanding officer further disclosed that family and community members buried the body before the matter was officially reported to police, as they suspected no foul play. He said officers from the Zambia Police Marine Unit and the Department of National Parks and Wildlife have since visited the scene and marked the grave for possible exhumation to allow for a postmortem to determine the exact cause of death. Mr. Namalongo added that the grandfather and other witnesses have been summoned to formalize a report as police open an inquiry into the matter. Police have since urged members of the public, especially those living near water bodies, to exercise extreme caution to avoid human-animal conflicts. In international news, French Interior Minister Laurent Nunez kicked off a two-day trip to Algeria on Monday in an effort to revise security cooperation between the two countries. The visit is seen as the first sign of thaw after escalating tensions that peaked in 2024 with French recognition of Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. Other recent incidents include the case of imprisoned French journalist Christophe Glazes and the abduction of an Algerian influencer near Paris. Last year, France prosecuted an Algerian consular official and Algeria expelled 12 embassy staff. But relations do seem to be improving. Algeria's president has said he is ready to repatriate nationals, and France has emphasized dialogue through this ministerial visit. Nunez is also expected to discuss intelligence cooperation, the fight against terrorism and drug trafficking, extradition requests, and the return of Algerian nationals living illegally in France. Still in international news, some 100 U.S. troops have arrived in Nigeria to help train soldiers in the fight against Islamic militants and other armed groups. We monitored African news.
Some 100 U.S. troops have arrived in Nigeria to help train soldiers in the fight.